Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 30th. I'm David Brancaccio from Phoenix, Arizona today. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 6 points, but it was down 129 points earlier. Greece still has not reached a deal with its bondholders, delaying a European bailout. But Euro leaders today did agree to a treaty aimed at keeping budgets across Europe in line. S&P 500 down 3 points, 0.25% today. NASDAQ down 4 points, 0.2%. The 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.84%. The Greek word for trouble is problema. And for players in financial markets today, Greece's financial troubles were front and center. European leaders are now meeting in Brussels to restore order to the eurozone via treaties on curbing budgets and bolstering a huge bailout fund. But if there's no deal between Greece and its bondholders, what you get is a messy default of a European country. Some experts say the real question is less about economics and more about politics. That is, how long people in Greece and other shaky eurozone countries can endure the austerity being handed to them by the rest of Europe. Matthias Matisse, a professor of political economy at both the Johns Hopkins and American universities, points out that Greece, Spain, and Portugal were under authoritarian rule just a few decades ago.
The human cost is always forgotten. I mean, the problem is, frankly, is that this has been a discussion of economists this far. Economists don't really do politics. It is a political problem, right? I mean, the idea that, you know, there's broad consensus on the austerity measures that are being taken, well, first of all, it's not true. And secondly, it's always forgotten how these relatively young democracies are going to respond. And I think that's an important point.
Among other cuts, Greece may be forced to fire 150,000 government workers to rein in its budget, which is a lot in a country with a population less than Illinois.
I mean, it's one thing to say it's going to be tough for 2 years, and then you're going to see the fruits of this. And that's possible if the rest of the world and the rest of Europe is growing, but this is not the case. We're talking about five. Some people are talking about 10 years of austerity for Greece. That's simply too much to swallow for modern democracies.
If only the U.S., amid signs of modest economic recovery, could just get on with its own growth.
I only wish that America could ignore this, but it remains the biggest threat to a very fragile recovery, given the, you know, financial globalization in the last 30 years. And then we really will have a case of destructive creation rather than creative destruction, if you want. Because all these financial instruments that have been created, that have linked banks across the Atlantic, will then suddenly, you know, like dominoes, start to fall.
Matthias Matisse at both Johns Hopkins and American universities. Here's a question. If your income is not going up much and you're worried about borrowing, how much are you really going to buy? The final numbers for 2010 are in today, and the income of Americans grew by just 0.9% last year. It's nice that it's up, but the growth is only half of what we saw a year earlier. There's also word today that there was no surge in spending in December, despite all the holiday carols. Probably has something to do with the lackluster gains in income, wouldn't you say? Now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse up today on news that 2011 may have been the year that charitable giving climbed out of the hole. Wall Street Journal reporting that organizations like Oxfam America and Save the Children saw growth in 2011 donations. Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign up 4%. The numbers are still being crunched. Experts say that charity last year could beat the $307 billion in donations that we saw in 2007. To see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.